OnePlus 10T review by Sasha Segan in PC Magazine on August 3rd. OnePlus gets its groove back. Rating, excellent, 4.0. The bottom line, with a top-of-the-line processor and the fastest charging battery you can get in a phone, the OnePlus 10T delivers terrific performance for its price. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $649. Pros, powerful processor, excellent cellular reception, fastest wired charging of any U.S. phone. Cons, camera quality isn't on par with flagships. No wireless charging support. Current Android skin is overbearing and clunky. OnePlus 10T specs. Operating system, Android 12. CPU, Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1. Dimensions, 6.42 by 2.99 by 0.34 inches. Screen size, 6.7 inches. Screen resolution, 2412 by 1080 pixels. Camera resolution, rear and front facing. 50 megapixels, 8 megapixels, 2 megapixels, and 16 megapixels. Battery life, as tested, 8 hours, 51 minutes. The OnePlus 10T is a return to form for a company that has struggled to find its footing after an awkward merger with Oppo. Starting at $649, the OnePlus 10T recaptures the company's core ethos of offering a flagship killer for less money than the competition. And it does so with high-end specs, excellent cellular reception, and the fastest wired charging of any phone available in the U.S. Most importantly, however, the OnePlus 10T is significantly more affordable than the iPhone 13, $749, and the Galaxy S22 Plus, $999.99. Not to mention the OnePlus 10 Pro, $899.99. Some software issues prevent us from giving the handset an Editor's Choice Award, but we're hopeful that these will be fixed before the phone is available in the U.S. next month. Tried and true OnePlus design. At 6.42 by 2.99 by 0.34 inches height with depth and 7.16 ounces, the OnePlus 10T isn't a particularly small or light phone, but it feels more compact than its dimensions indicate. For comparison, the iPhone 13, 5.8 by 2.8 by 0.3 inches, 6.1 ounces, is considerably smaller and lighter, though the Galaxy S22 Plus is comparable in size, 6.2 by 3.0 by 0.3 inches, 6.9 ounces. The phone is available in two colors, jade green or moonstone black. The moonstone black model notably features a slightly rougher back texture. It isn't quite as rough as the old OnePlus sandstone material, but certainly reminiscent of it. And we like how well it resists fingerprints. Otherwise, the black closely resembles that of the OnePlus 10 Pro with a smooth framed camera bump that houses three lenses and a flash. A 6.7 inch, 2412 by 1080 pixel AMOLED panel defines the front of the phone and alternates between 120 Hz, 90 Hz, and 60 Hz refresh rates. Using the WetTest PerfDog performance tool, we measured 90 frames per second scrolling in Chrome, while games such as Alto's Odyssey and Genshin Impact ran at 60 frames per second. We couldn't find an application that ran at 120 Hz in testing, but that's likely a limitation of our tool set and the applications we tried, not the phone. The screen has a peak brightness of 950 nits, which means it is quite a bit dimmer in bright sunlight than the Galaxy S22 Plus, 1750 nits. It looked fine outdoors in testing, but the S22 Plus's screen is noticeably brighter in real-world use. On the signs, the phone sports a power button and volume rocker, but shockingly, no physical mute slider, a OnePlus signature. OnePlus says it needed the space in the phone's body to add support for 125-watt charging, but assured us that future devices will include the slider. Like other recent OnePlus flagships, the OnePlus 10T doesn't have a microSD card slot or a headphone jack. You do get stereo speakers, however. The US model of the phone has a single physical SIM slot. A Gorilla Glass 5 glass cover protects the front and back from drops and scratches. It's not the latest top-of-the-line offering from Gorilla Glass. That distinction belongs to Gorilla Glass Victus. But it still offers sufficient protection. OnePlus specifies a IP54 rating for the device, which means it's reasonably resistant to dust and water ingress. For reference, the Galaxy S22 Plus and iPhone 13 offer superior IP68 ratings. Strong performance, but give us Oxygen OS 13. The 10T uses the new Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 platform. With either 8GB of RAM and 128GB of storage, $649, or 12GB of RAM and 256GB of storage, $749. The Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 has a slightly faster Prime core than the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 chip, 3.2 GHz versus 3 GHz. But its major advantages pertain to power consumption and heat management. Like the OnePlus 10 Pro, the phone defaults to a balanced performance mode. With this setting, it scores a PC Mark Work Score, 11,066, similar to the Pixel 6, 10,602, but both handsets significantly trail other flagships here. The advantage of this mode is that it prevents the phone from ever getting hot or throttling. As such, when I ran the CPU throttling test app, the phone didn't ever dial back performance much. OnePlus CEO Pete Lau says the phone has the company's largest and most advanced cooling system. But initially, its biggest cooling innovation seems to be that it doesn't unnecessarily crank up the CPU power. That said, the phone still provides plenty of power for games, even in balanced mode. We used PerfDog Performance Tool to test how well it runs the graphics-intensive Genshin Impact, with medium graphics setting and a frame rate cap at 60 frames per second. The phone managed a consistent 53 frames per second. That's a very similar performance to the Asus ROG Phone 6, which is built specifically for gaming. If you want more juice, you can kick the phone into a performance mode that OnePlus says decreases battery life. Once we switched, the 10T started to perform similarly to other flagships. The phone's Oxygen OS 12 software somewhat undermines the experience. However, I explored Oxygen OS 12 skin in my review of the OnePlus 10 Pro and have little good to say about it. Derived from Oppo's Color OS, it's a heavy, ugly change for the sake of change Android skin with an irritating widget shelf that pops up half the time when you try to swipe down to access your phone's settings. It isn't particularly slow, it's just really annoying. But good news might be on the way. At the 10T's launch event, OnePlus teased its Android 13 base Oxygen OS 13 skin. As of this writing, I haven't seen a real-world example of the new acromorphic design it promises. And I hope it doesn't mean an abundance of fake water bubbles or something similar. Previously, OnePlus said it heard the desire of its fans for the company to return to its minimalist roots. So we can only hope that's the direction the company goes with this next software release. Notably, OnePlus says the phone will get 3 major Android upgrades and 4 years of security updates, which is a strong commitment. Connectivity to a T. In the U.S., T-Mobile is likely the only carrier that will sell the OnePlus 10T. The handset includes all the important T-Mobile frequency bands, though it also supports Verizon's mid-band 5G system. You don't get Verizon's millimeter wave bands, but that shouldn't be a huge deal for Verizon customers. Don't count on the phone running on AT&T's 5G, however, because of a lack of certification, not for any actual functional reason. OnePlus says it plans to update us on carrier compatibility before the phone goes on sale in September. I tested the phone against the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on Verizon's 4G and low-band 5G networks in New York by bringing both devices in and out of dead zones. The two handsets offered similar performance. The OnePlus 10T actually led by a nose with slightly fewer seconds of dead zones and weak signal, but not enough for me to declare a clear winner. And for what it's worth, both phones took the lead in signal strength at various points in testing. The point here, though, is that the S22 Plus and the 10T boast some of the best connectivity we've seen in phones this year. That's because both devices feature Qualcomm's new X65 modem and associated antenna tuning technology. Qual quality is fine, as usual. The speakerphone is quieter than on other competing phones. It's efficient if you place your phone on your desk or coffee table, but don't try to use it much outside or to run a conference call. The earpiece, on the other hand, is loud enough for any circumstance. All the other usual wireless standards are all present, including Wi-Fi 6, but not the newer 6E standard. This is also one of the first phones we've seen with Bluetooth 5.3. We confirmed support for the aptX HD Bluetooth codec, but not the aptX lossless. Fastest charging. The OnePlus 10T currently offers the fastest charging battery of any phone for sale in the U.S. It's 125-watt super VOOC charging, borrowed from parent company Oppo, offers speeds 3 times as quick as the devices in Samsung's Galaxy S22 lineup and more than 6 times the recharging speed of the latest iPhones. The phone charges even faster at 150 watts in countries with 220 volt electrical systems. That difference is similar to how the OnePlus 10 Pro charges at 65 watts in the US, but 80 watts elsewhere. Our test unit lasted for 8 hours and 51 minutes in our battery rundown test, streaming a video at full brightness continuously. That's not quite to the level of the OnePlus 10 Pro, 10 hours, or the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus, 10 hours and 30 minutes. But the 10T's fast charging makes up for that lower number. The 10T charges at this fearsome rate only if you use both the charger and cable that arrive in the box. If you need a replacement, the charging brick costs $49.99 and the special cable is $19.99. With the 125-watt charger, the phone charges from 0% to 100% in 25 minutes. More importantly, though, we went from 2% to 38% in just 5 minutes. That initial charging period is when the magic happens. Without the special brick and cable, the charging speed slows down to 45 watts. On a practical level, here's how 125-watt charging changes your life. Imagine you forget to charge your phone. You're heading out, and you're only at 12%. So you plug it in, you drink a glass of water, and by the time you're ready to leave, the phone is already at 40%, letting you go about your merry way without worrying about the battery. OnePlus leaves off some premium charging features from the 10T, however, likely to save costs. Namely, the phone doesn't support wireless charging or reverse charging. The OnePlus 10 Pro, on the other hand, charges wirelessly at 50 watts via an attractive $69.99 cradle. Cameras need work. The OnePlus 10T supports a 50-megapixel main camera, which defaults to 12-megapixel images, along with an 8-megapixel ultra-wide camera and a 2-megapixel macro camera. On the front, there's a 16-megapixel selfie camera. Unlike on the OnePlus 10 Pro, the cameras don't feature Hasselblad branding. OnePlus holds that out as a differentiator, although it's never been really clear what that branding means other than an orange shutter button. As we've seen with past OnePlus phones, the camera still needs some tuning. Here, the 10T overexposed some images I took outdoors in daylight, a problem the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus didn't have. But OnePlus can still easily fix that issue via software updates. We're happy to see how much OnePlus night mode has improved over the past few years too, even if it doesn't brighten things up quite as much as Samsung's equivalent mode. The 8-megapixel, 0.5x wide-angle lens produces somewhat less detail than the 12-megapixel wide-angle lens on the S22 Plus and iPhone 13, as you might expect, based on the resolution difference alone, and shows a bit more distortion at the edge of the frame than the S22 Plus. It doesn't net poor images, but the quality here just isn't at the same level as true flagships. The 2-megapixel macro camera appears to exist mostly to fill out an extra slot on the back. I tried taking a photo of flowers at close distance, though the main camera always produced better images in this scenario. Selfies from the front-facing camera tend to look washed out, much like photos from the main camera. Specifically, they have a bit of reddish cast in low light settings. The one area most people can easily notice the difference between the 10T and the S22 Plus or the iPhone 13 Pro is when you zoom in. The 10T's camera app appears to offer 2x zoom, but it's merely a sensor crop trick in which it blows up the center portion of the 50 megapixel center. Compared with an optical zoom lens, this software solution gives you softer images that show halos around some elements. In my mind, the OnePlus 10T's camera isn't a deal breaker, and I think OnePlus can still improve the performance here before the phone officially launches. But in its pre-launch state, the 10T doesn't compete with the market leaders in camera quality. A welcome return to form. The OnePlus 10T isn't perfect, but it's a very good phone that could even be an editor's choice winner if the company addresses two issues. First, OnePlus must fix the exposure algorithm in the camera's software. The company can't create an optical zoom out of thin air, but I'm confident it can fix the current software issues. Second, OnePlus needs to ditch the overburdened Oxygen OS 12 skin as quickly as possible. Oxygen OS 13 desperately needs to make a clean break. The OnePlus 10T won't be available for pre-order until September 1st and doesn't hit shelves until at least September 29th, possibly later for carriers. So we can only hope that OnePlus uses that interim period to address these issues. Whether you should pick the $649 OnePlus 10T over the $599 Pixel 6 or the $749 iPhone 13 depends on if you want to trade a bit of camera quality for better connectivity and super fast charging. The $799 Galaxy S22 is closer in price to the 10T than the $999 S22 Plus, but the S22 Plus is a better match for the OnePlus handset's size and performance. Meanwhile, the 10T might also be a natural fit for any OnePlus fans who find the $899 10 Pro too pricey. Ultimately, the fact that the 10T is even competing with these more expensive phones is good news for buyers and a hopeful indicator that OnePlus is back on track.